Turn with me to Ecclesiastes 7. Ecclesiastes 7. That's one of the skinny books. If you can't find it in 3 or 4 minutes, just stop where you're at. It'll be all right. Just pretend you're there. Ecclesiastes 7. What I'm about to say has nothing to do with anyone here. Did you get that? What I'm about to say has nothing to do with anyone here, lest you get angry and cut me off right now. But I know some people who have a name, who have a reputation, who people, when they talk about them, they say things like this: they're loose, they flirt. I know some that have a name, they have the reputation, and when people talk about them, they say he's henpecked. Or she, I know some people, some women of course, ladies, that have the name or have the reputation, when people talk about them, they say she's domineering, she's controlling, she'll get her way sooner or later. It may take a while, but she'll keep pecking, she'll get her way. She's domineering. I know some people who have the reputation, they have the name. When people talk about them, here's what they say. I mean, here's what they say to begin with. The first thing, they're cheap. Boy, they'll stretch a penny. Or some, they're money-minded, or they're money-hungry. They're always asking somebody to give them a discount, always looking for another deal, always trying to beg off of people. They have that name. They have that. That's what, when people talk about them, that's what they say. Some have the name of being legalistic and being controlling. Some have the name, and you have the idea when you think about them that they're liberal and compromising, and they've given away the old-time way. Some, when you hear them being discussed or they're talked about, somebody will say they're stuck up. They won't speak to you. They act like they're better than you. They're arrogant. They're proud for you. They act like they're better than everybody else. And I'm honest, some of these people, I have actually thought of people as I have mentioned these things to you. I'll say it again, nobody here made sure that I didn't do that. I want to ask you this. What do they say when they talk about you? I'm thinking of somebody right now, to be honest. Every time I hear somebody talk about them, they say he's crazy. And I agree with it, he is. And you try and help them, and it doesn't get through. It's just like talking to water. It's not going to do a bit of good. And I mean, and that is a predominant theme when his name is brought up. That's what they talk about when they talk about him. I got a question. What do they talk about when they talk about you? What do they say when they're talking about you? That's what I want to try to preach this evening. What are they saying about you? It sure ought to matter. It ought to make a difference. In Ecclesiastes 7:1, it says, a good name is better than precious ointment. A good name, someone who lives in such a way to where when someone does talk about them, they talk about them in the positive sense. He says that's better than precious ointment. That's that precious ointment that the lady, when she broke the alabaster box and the fragrance filled the room, it was expensive. It was valuable. It was nice. It was precious. It cost a lot and it smelled good. And the Bible says that a good name's like that precious ointment. It smells good. I got a question. Do you have a good name? Somebody who has a good name and somebody who has said, I'm going to serve God no matter what. I'm going to put Him first. I'm going to love God and I'm going to love people. And it has produced in them a good reputation or a good name. Proverbs 22 verse 1 says, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. He says if you've got the option of being rich or having a good name, if you're wise, you'll choose the good name, the good reputation. What are they saying about you when they get around the water cooler? When they talk about you in the neighborhood? When they get with you at the family reunion? When they talk about you on the phone? What are they saying about you? What comes to their mind when they think about you? Now, sometimes what they say will not be exactly factual. I have heard so many times that Brother Tim Huffman has resigned his church that when I hear it now, I don't even pay any attention. I don't know where that rumor comes from, but it is incorrect. But it keeps surfacing somehow that Brother Tim has resigned. Well, now you can hear some things that aren't true. Hey, they said Jesus was illegitimate. They said he was a liar. They said he hated the temple. They said he was selfish. They said he was a deceiver. They said he was mentally ill. They said he had a demon. None of that was true. That's what they were saying, but it wasn't true. Now, sometimes what they say about us isn't true. But sometimes what they say about us is dead on, exactly right. Even though the devil's a deceiver and a slanderer and an accuser, sometimes what they say about us is true. John 15, Jesus said, "Remember the word that I said unto you, that the servant is not greater than his Lord? And if they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they made fun of him and said bad things about him, they will us too." But again, some of the things they say are true. Now, I want to tell you, it'll do us well somehow to find a balance with this message. Because you can get in the ditch over here and be so concerned about what people think, you'll never do anything for God. I can't witness, they may say something bad about me. I can't do right when everybody else is doing wrong. I better just participate. I can't speak up for right. Somebody may make fun of me. We can't get in the ditch on my right, and we can't get in the ditch on the left side. We can be so unconcerned that we don't even care a bit about what people think, and that's wrong too. Somehow there needs to be a balance that we care about what they think, and it does matter, but it doesn't matter as much as what God thinks. Peter said, we ought to obey God rather than man. There comes a time when we have to say, I don't care what they think. I don't care what they say. I have got to do what God tells me to do. But what are they saying when they talk about you? Notice what it says, a good name is better than precious ointment. A good name is talking about what you really are. That reminds me of this, our character is revealed. Most of the time what I am is revealed by what I do. What I am is revealed by what I say. What I am is revealed by how I react to things that come my way. Our character is revealed. What we are is revealed. What I am is exposed by how I live. And what they see and what they hear in me is probably a pretty good indicator to the most part of what I really am. Our character is revealed. What you are will show up in what you do. I got a few words I want you to hear. What do you think about when I say, think of one word to describe these things, just to yourself? Pig. What do you think about one word that describes a pig? Think of one word that describes a turtle. Think of one word that describes a lion. Think of one word that describes a dove. Think of one word that describes a snake. Now, those words that I hope you are thinking of is an indicator of what you think those animals are. Now me, when I thought about a lion, I thought about ferocious. It tells me what the animal is. And I'm determining what I think the animal is by what I know that the animal does. When I think about pig, I think about filthy. I think about dirty because they like dirt and mud. When I think about a turtle, I think about slow. When I think about a dove, I think about peaceful. I'm saying these animals that I've mentioned to you, we think of what they are by what they do. And that's what man does. What we do and how we act and what we say and how we react, they form their opinion of what they see in us. Our character, what we are. A pig is dirty because they like dirt. A lion is ferocious because they have that nature. A turtle is slow because he is built slow. They are revealed by what they do and how they act. And so it is with us. How we act and what we say and what we do and how we react reveals what we are. And when people see that, that becomes our reputation. It becomes our name. Now, hopefully, all of us, when people see us and hear us and talk about us and think about us, they think things like this. Jesus lives in him. Jesus lives in her. And the reason they think that and say that and believe that is because of who we are and what we do. Our reputation is a revelation of what we are. What's in here will show out here. What's in here will show out here. Listen to what the Bible says. For out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts, murderers, adulterers, fornications, and thefts. Jesus also said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. I'm talking about our character is revealed by what we do. When we talk like we talk, we're showing what we are. When we live like we do, we're just showing what we are. Our character is revealed, and that's what people see. Now, James said it like this, cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Did you hear that? Cleanse your hands. Now I can see that. We can see that. That's something outward. He says cleanse the outward actions. Cleanse the dirty hands. But he goes further and he says not only cleanse the hands, the outside, but he says purify the heart, the inside. Man can see the hands, what we're doing, but he can't see the heart, what we are. He says, get both of them right. Our character is revealed. What we really are is usually revealed by how we act and what we do and how we talk and how we react. Proverbs 11:3 says, the integrity of the upright shall guide them. It simply means when a man or a woman is right with God, that integrity that's in them will direct them to do right. Daniel did that. Joseph did that. Paul did that. The three Hebrew children did that. That was in them, that integrity, that character was in, that was in them proved itself by what they did. And it directed them. When everybody else is doing wrong, the person with character doesn't do wrong. When everybody else is doing wrong, the person with integrity does right anyway. When it's easy to do wrong, the person with integrity says, no, I can't. That's wrong. If everybody says it's okay, that's tough because it ain't okay. It's wrong. I'm talking about our character is revealed what's inside. Proverbs 11:1 says, a false balance is abomination to the Lord. It's talking about a store owner that has scales. They put the item on this side and the scales, the weights on this side. And the item measures and balances. And whatever the scale says, the weight says, that's how much he charges. But here's a fella who has what's supposed to be a pound weight, but it's not really a pound. It's a light balance. Instead of getting a pound of meat, pound of beef, they're only really getting 14 ounces. The Lord said, hey, nobody knows but the owner. No one knows but the storekeeper. No one knows but him and God. And God said that little light balance is an abomination. Now, nobody ever says a word because they don't know it, but God does. I'm talking about our character is revealed what we really are. Now, notice again, for a good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. There's a lot in that last part of that verse, but I want to pick on one thought right now. The day of death, you know that, when you die, is better than one's birth. When you die, it's better than when you were born. And it's talking here a lot of different things, but one thing it's talking about is when a good, godly person dies, they're remembered for their good, godly things. The eulogy will be good, but the eulogy will be true. Man, I don't think I've ever heard a bad eulogy. I mean, some rotten people somehow turned good when they died. I mean, when they die, everybody's good. Everybody's wonderful. Everybody loved. Everybody's patient. I heard one preacher one time tell the truth, and the family took it pretty good because they were believers and they wanted the truth spoken. Most of the time when they die, everything that they did was bad is somehow forgotten as far as publicly, but I promise you one thing, in the minds of the people who knew them, they remember. They remember how that person really lived. They remembered how that person really was. And he said a person who walks with God and does right, when they die, they will be remembered well. And how they remembered will be truthful. It won't be a bunch of lies dreamed up by somebody who wants to make them sound better than they were. So I say it like this. Character is revealed and conduct is remembered. I'm talking tonight about what are they saying about you? I know a fella. I'll just tell you. He's a lunatic. I believe the man's lost his mind. He's plumb crazy. And everybody that talks to me about him says the man has lost his mind. He's crazy. You know why? Because he acts like he is. And I know people who say they'll use you. They'll take advantage of you. They'll abuse you. They'll whine and cry and get money and act like you owe it to them. And I know people who have been talked about, they say they're arrogant and they're proud. And they act like they're better than you, and it's true. I'm talking about what are they saying about you? What's your reputation? Our character is revealed. What we really are is usually revealed by how we do, but not always, because we can cover up. So my second thought is this, and I'll move on. Our conduct is remembered. He said, when you die, when you walk with the Lord, it'll be remembered. And they'll think good things. And they'll say good things. Here's what 1 Samuel 16:7 says. A man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Man looks at what he can see. Our conduct is what they see. What we say is what they hear. What we act like is what they know about us. How we act is all they know about us, really. And our conduct will be remembered. Good things will be remembered. Bad things will be remembered. There's a man in the Old Testament. Here's what is said of him. He was a man after God's own heart. You know who he was? David. But of that same man, it says he looked upon her and lusted upon her and took her. The same man did good things. The same man did bad things. Wonder which one he's remembered the most for. Our conduct is remembered. How we act and what we say and what we do and how we react, that's what people remember. And when we build our reputation and we try to live godly and build up a good name, it doesn't take much to tear it down. Here's what George Washington said. If I can find it, a reputation once broken may possibly be repaired, but the world will always keep their eyes on the spot where the crack was. And I say yes to that. We are remembered for the good things, I hope, and when they're talking about me and you, I hope they talk about good things, but we're also remembered about the bad things. Hebrews 11:39 says, "And these all, having obtained a good report through faith," good report through faith. They lived right. They lived for God. They lived a life of faith. And it built in those that knew them a good report. They said, that is a man of faith. That is a woman of faith. And that good reputation was built by how that person lived and what they did. What are they saying about you? Our conduct will be remembered. Our conduct is what they see. 1 Timothy 3:7, "Moreover, he must be of a good, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into a reproach and the snare of the devil." He said, when you're looking for a pastor, find someone who has a good reputation with those outside the church, in the lost community, that has a good reputation. Why? Because when he goes out trying to visit people and get them to come to the church that he pastors, if they know he lives like a dog, who you think is going to come? But it's not just the pastor, it's the people inside, especially the deacons. It says here, "Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom." He says when you're looking for deacons, when you're looking for officers, when you're looking for people in the church to do something for God, get people who have a good report. Find somebody that people's talking good about. They're godly. They love the Lord. They do right. They serve God. That's the kind of reputation we should want. Our conduct is remembered. We need to realize that it does matter. It does matter. It takes 1 minute to destroy a life, a reputation that we build. Notice again in this verse, let's notice what it says. A good name is better than precious ointment. A good name is better than precious ointment. That tells me there's more than one option. A good name is better, which means there's something worse. There's an option. And that made me think about this. All day, every day, me and you, every one of us, have to choose, will I do right or will I do wrong? And if I do right, someone will notice. And if I say yes to God and no to sin, someone that will notice. But if I say yes to sin and no to God, someone also will notice. So my entire life and yours is a life full of choices. Every single day we decide which will we do, what is best or what we want. I'm trying to magnify our character is revealed and our conduct is remembered. Let me close with this. Our choice is required. We must choose right. It's required. If I am to have a good reputation, I must choose to do right. If I want them to talk about me and say good things, I got to do the right thing. I got to make the right choice. And I have to not only do right, you not only have to do right, you know what you have to do? You have to do right again. And right again, and right again, and right again. You know how David messed up? One time he didn't do right. He did right a bunch of times, but one time he chose the wrong thing. His choice mattered, and so does ours. Our choice is required. Our choice is important. What we do, it does matter. I heard Monday, blessed my heart, broke my heart. I know of a preacher, I guess he'd call me we'd be friends. We don't know each other well. We know each other fairly well. But several years ago, he blew it. He just blew it. I'll just put it that way. Won't go into details. And he had a ministry that when he blew it, it just about destroyed the whole thing. And eventually, it it's almost right now and just disintegrated. I mean, a great ministry, wonderful ministry, helping so many people. But he made the wrong choice. And because he made the wrong choice, a lot of people knew about it. That's what reputation is. And for a long time, just to be honest, the conversation about this fella has not been very good. Now, he deserved it. A lot of it was over the top, no doubt. But he deserved what he got because of what he did. Now, Monday I found out that God has broken him. And he's gone to a church and he talked with the pastor and he says, I've gotten right. I want to get right. I want to come in and prove myself and I want to try somehow to serve the Lord eventually. And he said, I want to tell you I've gotten right. And the pastor said, okay, but you're going to have to acknowledge that publicly because of the sin that you did. And he willingly did that and brokenheartedly. He confessed it as open as he could. And the church has enveloped him and loved on him. And he's been there now for several months now and doing good and serving God again, which, by the way, is the right thing. But I thought about this. He made the wrong choice one time. He made the right choice a lot of times. Was that the first time he had been tempted? I'm sure not. He had said no to the temptation many times, but he said yes to it one time, and it has cost him. No matter what he does from here on out, when they talk about him, they may say all the good things, but it won't be long the bad thing will come up. Now, is that right or wrong? Probably wrong. But it's a fact. I'm talking about it matters what people are saying about us. And if we want people to rightly talk about us, good, we've got to make right choices. If we blow it, we're going to pay the price. It's going to cost. That's why Paul said to Timothy, be thou an example of the believers. Be an example. It should matter, by the way, what people think about us. It ought to matter. Now, I can't control what they say about me, but with God's help, I can control what I do. Understand that? Let me close. I'm closing for the second time. That's pretty good. If I make it two times in one message, it's doing pretty good. I went up to Brother Frankie's. He had their jubilee these last few days. Went up yesterday morning. Was it yesterday morning? I went early, got up early, went out to Hardy's getting a biscuit. I'm in Roxboro. Nobody knows me in Roxboro other than the people 15 miles away at a church. I'm in Hardy's sitting there eating. I always try and go to a window where I can look. And I'm sitting there looking, and it's warm. I'm just going to be honest. There's women walking by that's not dressed right, and I did what I try to do all the time, just look away. And next thing I know, here comes another one, I look away. And as I was sitting there, I was thinking about this message, and I was thinking about what difference it makes when someone knows we've done wrong. And I sat there and got through eating. I picked up my tray and started walking to throw the trash away. And three or four tables across was one of my preacher friends. I'm in Roxboro. They ain't supposed anybody be around me. But I thought, I sure am glad that when one of them women walked by, I didn't just stare and do something that I shouldn't have done and him see me. But I thought this further, and here's my message, and I'll hush. Whether he saw me or not, God did. Whether he was there watching or not, God was watching. I thought about this, conscious. Now someone, that's what we're talking about, how people talk about us, our reputation. Someone may never know what you do, but God does. And a lot of times, God's a tattletale. He'll let it get out. Or he'll make sure of the devil, I don't know who, that there's somebody you know there to find out. Conscious. Somebody may know, but if they don't, if no one ever does, God does, it shouldn't matter what he thinks about us to where we make the right choice all the time. Consciousness. But I thought about this. Concern. I didn't want to do wrong. I didn't want to mess up. That's one of the reasons why I turned my head. It's one of the reasons why I tried to keep my thoughts pure while I was sitting there. But I also thought my preacher buddy is concerned about me. He wants me to do right too. If he's the only reason for me to do right, his concern for me, I don't want to break his heart. I don't want him seeing me doing anything wrong. He is concerned enough about me to where I want to make sure I don't break his heart. But if he never knew, God would. And he's concerned and he cares. And I would have broken his heart if no one had seen me if I had done wrong. I thought about this, conscious, being aware of what I do no matter where, what I think and where I go. I thought about concern and I thought about cost. What if I had just oogled one of them girls and women? But to be honest, and then that preacher sitting there, and I see in his face a hurt. And all of a sudden I realize our fellowship will never quite be the same again. For a moment our fellowship is broken because it costs when we do wrong. If that's true of me and a brother, how much more of God? It costs us. Between us and God when we do wrong. Oh, this message has been a shotgun message. It's been everywhere. But I really did think, I don't know if I want you to tell me, but I wonder what do people say about me generally. I hope they don't say he's crazy. I hope not. I hope they don't say he's stuck up. I hope they don't say he's selfish. I hope they don't say, what do you think people say about you? When you're discussed, when your name comes up, what do you think people say about you? It should matter. And we can't control much about what they say other than by doing right. And that's what I'm saying. Let's do right. Make the right choices. Let's stand together. Thank you for listening.